State environmental regulators are gathering comments on a proposed air quality permit that would let Duke Energy reprocess and recycle coal ash stored at the Buck plant in Salisbury. There's a public hearing Tuesday night. WFAE's David Borax has more.
A 2016 state law requires Duke to reprocess coal ash at three of its 14 North Carolina coal plants. Much of the ash is too high in carbon to be reused in concrete and other building products, so it has to be reburned to reduce the excess carbon. To do that, Duke has hired CIFA Group of South Carolina to build incinerators at the three plants. Buck is the first to go through the permitting process. Others are in Wayne and Chatham counties. Coal ash is the residue left after burning coal. About 6.7 million tons of it are stored at Buck, which stopped using coal for electricity in 2013. Duke eventually will be required to process a total of about 900,000 tons of coal ash a year at the three sites. Because the coal ash will be burned, Duke needs approval to modify the air quality permits at the three plants. That decision is up to the State Division of Air Quality. A Duke spokeswoman said the company hopes to begin construction in Salisbury next month. The reprocessing operation could open by the end of 2019. The public hearing on the Buck permit begins at 7 o'clock at North Rowan High School in Spencer. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.